To many Hmong, General Vang Pao is a hero. Recruited by the CIA to help fight its secret war against communist supply routes during the Vietnam War, Pao is also credited with helping his fellow Hmong find new lives in America after many were forced to flee at war's end. Then there are those who say he's a war criminal, who used children as soldiers and killed off his political rivals. Those opposing views came to light during last night's debates in Madison. Parents, scholars, veterans, and children all spoke as to what they saw in Vang Pao's name.
I don't think you should change your decision because General Vang Pao is such a great leader.
Evidence indicates that General Pao was involved in drug dealing.
We must not let inaccurate information influence over the many good things a leader does.
Sadly, this school and the naming of this school is no longer about the children of Madison.
I don't know if all the things that people said about General Vang Pao is true. One of the things I know is because of him, I'm here today as a citizen.
This issue will not go away. This is not going to disappear. You're going to be living with the consequences for years to come. Thank you.
Much of the argument against Vang Pao for his school namesake comes from UW-Madison professor Alfred McCoy. The Southeast Asian Studies scholar has cited published articles and books that he says confirms Pao's bloody history. Pao, who resides in California, says it's all untrue.
Whether the allegations are true or not, he just shouldn't be considered. It's just too divisive.
Heidi Reynolds lives in Madison's West Side, where the new school is scheduled to open next year. The mother of two brought a petition to the meeting with nearly 500 signatures from other residents, asking the school board to reconsider its decision. Reynolds acknowledges there are schools named for other historical figures with questionable activities, including Thomas Jefferson, whom some historians claim fathered children with one of his slaves.
A lot of what was done, even though it was bad stuff, was legal at the time. But you look at what General Vang Pao is alleged to have done, summary executions are not legal no matter where you go. Drug trafficking here in the U.S. certainly isn't either.
But Dua Vang, a mental health counselor, says he and other Hmong have taken on the charges against General Pao.
Researching, talking to elders, or talking to military leaders who served during the Vang Pao time, and none of the allegations has been found true.
Vang says the Hmong have contributed a lot to Wisconsin's communities, and having a school named for one of their most prominent leaders would be a positive way to recognize those efforts. Meanwhile, Madison School Board member Johnny Winston Jr. says he's not surprised at all the ruckus the issue has generated.
People are very passionate about their schools, and I want the public to be involved in the process, and people are not happy, then they should come to the school board and make their voices heard. We'll see where we go from here.
Winston declined to say whether the public outcry or the petition will sway the school board's decision. For now, he says, the new school will keep Vang Pao's name. Winston adds it would take four members of the school board to make a motion to reconsider the decision. Regardless of the outcome, people on both sides of the debates agree it's unlikely choosing a school name will be viewed lightly ever again. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.